pianist Art Tatum was born on this date in 1910 in Toledo, Ohio. The nearly blind musician was self-taught and is considered one of the greatest technical virtuosos in jazz. At 13, after starting on violin, Tatum concentrated on the piano and was soon performing on local radio programs. At 21, he moved to New York City, where he made his most impressive recordings during the 1930s and 40s, using a Stryl-style left hand and highly varied right hand stylings. In 1943, he organized a trio with guitarist Tiny Grimes and bassist Slam Stewart, and he played mostly in the trio format for the rest of his life. In his improvisations, Tatum often spontaneously inserted entirely new chord progressions, sometimes with a new chord on each beat, into the small space of one or two measures. His reharmonization of pop tunes became a standard practice among modern jazz musicians, horn players, as well as pianists. In rhythmically unpredictable spurts, he often generated lines with notes cascading across each other while weaving in and out of tempo. Few jazz pianists fail to incorporate at least one favorite Tatum run or embellishment in their playing. Several jazz pianists, including Bud Powell and Oscar Peterson, as well as other jazz musicians, clearly exhibit and credit Tatum's influence. Devil's Den State Park, located in the Boston Mountains of northwest Arkansas, was created on this date in 1933. It's one of the best-preserved Civilian Conservation Corps park developments in the United States and contains the largest sandstone crevice cave area in the country. The park is popular for a variety of recreational opportunities and was designated a natural area by the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. The cornerstone of the White House was laid during a ceremony in the District of Columbia on this date in 1792. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.